When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, as always, here with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi.
Hi, kids in the car.
We're going to play a fun game. I'm changing it up just a little bit. Still trivia-ish, but just a little bit of a different layout. We're going to play Guess the U.S. State, and I'm going to give you the state nickname and other hints, and you have to guess which state I'm describing.
Come on. This sounds so hard.
I mean, it's kind of hard because, listen, if I've taken anything away from reading every single review, which we do, by the way.
We do.
Everybody wants harder trivia.
Everyone but me. Everyone but me.
And I always want to be like, listen, fine. You cannot handle my harder trivia, guys.
Give the people what they want. I know I read they want harder Harry Potter trivia. Do you have
I know
that
we have that
up?
Coming up in a couple weeks.
I can't wait to lose every question on that one. So fine. Fine, kids in the car. We'll give you harder trivia.
Harder trivia it is. Okay. So we have some shout outs. We have Finn, Connor, Lincoln, Ezra, Max, Winnie, Stella, Penny, Hudson, Evelyn, Judah, Levi, Aunt AJ, Hylan, Nixon, Sanders, Riley, and Peyton.
Love it.
And we have birthdays. Like, the list is long today, you guys.
All right, let's
reckon. Jack, Clay, Heidi's mom, who left an amazing review. Thank you. Happy birthday, Heidi's mom. Rad, Max, Chesney, Owen, Ellie, and Brittany, unrelated to me. Happy birthday, guys.
Ask your parents for a trip to Hawaii.
Well,
because we're playing
be
state trivia.
It is perfect for state trivia. You're right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Round one, question one.
Okay.
A Justin Bieber favorite, this state is known as the Peach State. You'll see a bulldog on the football sideline, and the state has no shortage of Southern hospitality.
Okay, that state would be, I only know it because you said Peach State, not because of the Biebs. So I'm going to guess Georgia.
All right, Georgia is correct. Question two. Known as the Sooner State, the state is located in a precarious location known as Tornado Alley.
Okay, maybe this trivia is not so bad. Tornado Alley is Oklahoma.
That's right. I'm going to be honest. I assumed you were going to sing Oklahoma to me.
Oklahoma, where the tornadoes blow. Like that.
Yeah, just like that. That's the word. Okay. Question three. Home of the Mile High City, this gorgeous state is well above sea level thanks to the Rocky Mountains. You go here for hiking, skiing, and cheering on the Boulder Buffaloes.
Boulder, Colorado. Colorado.
Colorado is correct. Question four. This small but mighty state is the place of our current president calls home when he's not at the White House.
Maine.
Nope, it's all smushed up in there, but it's not Maine. It's actually Delaware.
All those states are the same state.
They're all
like
tiny.
Rhode Island. It's
They're
all
very tiny.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. Question five. Let's go Hoosiers is something you would hear at a college football game. This Midwest state has also raised such all-stars as Walt Disney, Bill Murray, and President Ronald Reagan.
Hoosiers. I have no idea where these presidents are from. So a Hoosier is an Indiana. In Indiana.
Illinois.
Cool.
It's like the same state, really, if you think about it.
Just, I mean, I think I should get a halfsies because it starts with an I.
It does. I mean, one of them has Chicago in them. That's how I tell them apart.
Okay.
All right. Question 6. Home of Music City, this state is often known as the birthplace of country and rock and roll, as well as the Smoky Mountains, and playing a crucial role in the civil rights movement.
Okay, civil rights, Music City, I'm going to guess Tennessee.
Tennessee is correct. I know you love Tennessee.
I love Nashville. Oh, kids in the car, you're never going to believe this because I know you hear my voice every week. So this is absolutely preposterous what I'm going to tell you. But there was a time in my life where I wanted to be a country music singer and my parents took me to Nashville and I sang in bars in Nashville for a summer. Isn't that fun? Who can even believe it?
There's still time.
Next question.
There's still time. Okay, question 7. This state has many nicknames, including the Empire State and the home of the Big Apple. This bustling northern state is not just known for its big city, but also Niagara Falls and the invention of buffalo wings.
Buffalo, New York, New York.
Yes, New York. You're doing really well, by the way.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Question 8. A tricky state to spell, this southern spot is known as the Magnolia State, and it's famous for blues, the civil rights movement, and one of the longest rivers in the world.
MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi.
Yes. I don't think I've ever written the word Mississippi without spelling it just like that.
It's like a little jingle. Great branding, by the way. Whoever thought of it.
Man, give a raise to whoever did that. We use it for what? Hand washing, teeth brushing. Like, I mean,
everything.
It's insane. Okay. Question 9. Called the Last Frontier, this sparsely populated state is huge in size and features undisturbed wildlife, glaciers, and the Northern Lights.
That would be Alaska.
Yes.
They also feature a heavy influence of UFOs for everyone listening right now. Lots of UFO sightings in Alaska.
Meredith loves her aliens. This is true.
Obsessed.
I want to go see the Northern Lights. She just wants to go see extraterrestrials.
I don't know why we can't have alien trivia. I really just don't understand it. I want it. Okay.
Okay. Final question of this round. When Dorothy claimed there's no place like home in The Wizard of Oz, what state was she referring to?
We aren't in Kansas anymore, Toto.
That's correct. Kansas it is. All right. Strong first half.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places: Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a storytime podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Storytime with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
Oh, you're better than I thought it would be.
I think people, it's surprising. Like when you really get into it, you know almost all of them. You really do.
Well, I've been some places. So
yeah. All right. We're going to go to round two. Question one. This state is rich with beauty, including Mount Rushmore, Badlands National Park, and several Native American reservations. If you want to cheer them on, you'd be cheering for the Jackrabbits. What state am I talking about?
Montana.
It is South Dakota.
What?
Yeah, that's where Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is in Montana.
South Dakota.
Or the mountains. Like it's Yellowstone.
It's in South Dakota. I know because I've actually been there and it's really beautiful. The whole state is gorgeous.
Huh.
Yeah.
Something that I didn't know.
Okay. Question two. Aloha. This gorgeous state is known for such gems as volcanoes, beautiful oceans, pineapple, Bruno Mars, and President Barack Obama.
That would be Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaii, a state I've never seen, but am dying to. So if you're listening today and like to sponsor us to do trivia in Hawaii, reach out.
Yes, please. All it will cost you are our flights and our resort stay. Please send us a message immediately.
I will have the funnest trivia while stuffing my face with pineapples. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. A Midwest powerhouse, this Buckeye State is known not just for its famous tree, but also the chocolate and peanut butter dessert that shares its name.
O-H-I-O. That's mine and Brittany's state, Ohio.
That's right, ma'am. Okay. Question four. Visiting this state brings all manner of fun, especially while visiting Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras or screaming "Who dat?" at a Saints game.
Louisiana.
Louisiana is correct.
That was my best Louisiana accent, just in case anyone wondered. It was Louisiana. How did I do?
Did you like get that from like a food commercial or something? Popeyes?
I just feel like that's how it is. All right.
Okay. All right. Question five. Ben Franklin is in good company with Taylor Swift and Will Smith when it comes to his birthplace, also known as the Keystone State. Where would I go to cheer on the Nittany Lions?
Oh, Indiana?
It's actually Pennsylvania.
Oh, so that's where that Christmas tree farm was. Interesting.
What?
Taylor Swift. She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Question six. John F. Kennedy and Mark Wahlberg hail from the small northern state known for beautiful coastlines, delicious lobster, and a very famous tea party.
Maine.
Massachusetts. It's Boston, Massachusetts. Oh. I feel as if you're getting frustrated with the tiny ones up there.
It's just so hard to tell them apart. Like if you think about it.
I know. All right. Question seven. It's a dry heat in this state, also referred to as the Grand Canyon State. You'd go here for the beautiful Western scenery and rock formations, as well as the Sun Devils football team.
Okay, I know this one because my parents live there. It's Arizona.
Arizona is correct. Question 8. This Wolverine state is famous for Motor City being shaped like a mitten, beautiful Great Lakes, and brutal winters. What state am I talking about?
I can't believe you're going to make me say this bad word on a kid's podcast, but that forbidden word is Michigan.
Yes, mortal enemy to Ohio. It is.
It
is the place up north. It is Michigan. Okay.
I just had to follow it with a Go Bucks. Go Bucks. Go Buckeyes. Okay.
Question 9. Like, oh my God, are you familiar with Golden State? You should be. It's home to Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and basketball powerhouses LeBron James and Steph Curry. What state am I talking about?
Okay, it's Cleveland, but it's California, but I thought LeBron James was from Cleveland.
He is, but he's playing for the Lakers right now.
Oh, all right. Well, California.
California is correct. That was a good save. I'm like, man, Cleveland got hop in there.
The Cleveland, the new Silicon Valley.
That's its nickname. Okay, final question. This Lone Star State is massive in size and home to delicious Tex-Mex food, rodeos, and Longhorn football. What state am I talking about?
It's a rootin', tootin' good time in Texas.
Texas is right. We are there all the time. We love Texas. Their food is so good.
We do love Texas. If we have listeners in Texas, we love your state so much. You have really great restaurants, just so you know.
You really do. You should appreciate that more. If you haven't, please do.
Yeah.
But everybody gets those.
Right.
All right, guys. We want to know, have you survived another round of Family Road to Trivia podcast? How you did against Meredith? I love when you guys send me messages to tell me you beat her. It's my favorite. I love it. They're always like, hey, tell Meredith I took her down. Every time. It's like my favorite messages. I love them. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page. Let us know how you did. Also, if you want to see your faces there, have your parents send us your picture playing trivia in the car. Just make sure they include your names. If you have a show idea or want a shout out on our show, leave a 5-star review on iTunes and make sure to include your name. Otherwise, we cannot do the shout out. All right, trivia nerds, have a great day.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.